What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the Colin Geta Show podcast. Post-Christmas. The last one was pre-Christmas. This one's post-Christmas. On today, which happens to be now there, the 30th of December. 30 days. How many days are in December? 31? 30 days. I think it has 31. So, is it New Year's Eve Eve? Why not? Fuck it. And we all know what that means, guys. That means it's pretty much 8 days away from the massive gig we're doing at Lavery's Comedy Club. Oh, mate, the 7th of January. We have everybody. Let me read it out. I've read it out before. The gig starts at 8:30 sharp, okay? And for £12, here's who you're getting. Sean Hegarty, king of the one-liners and presenter of... let me just double check what the fuck his podcast called. He had one called Sean Does Coffee. Sean Hegarty, let me just check for you now. Let me just check for you now. Let me just check for you now, whatever the fuck it's called. What's it called? Here we go. It's called Hit the Ground Running. It's called Hit the Ground Running, and he talks to famous people about how to get famous. I might be wrong. Basically, how to get your feet in the old, on the ladder of showbiz. In the wonderful spot that is Northern Ireland, you know. So, he's playing Niamh Maron. She's been on shit down south. You know what I'm saying? She's funny. She's mad. She was on various shows there. Colin Geddes, some fucking knob jockey. Phil McEwan, of course, from who you would have seen in Hack Job. You'd have seen Sean Hegarty in Hack Job too. Phil was the guy who did the Philip songs, where he would do ridiculous songs and play the guitar. What you should do, though, however, is see him live, because the live songs that he has are absolutely hilarious. Rory Woods. The Strip Animal himself, who did some new material there at the last thing, the last Lavery's. So he'll be there doing some more, probably. Super funny. We have Tom O'Mahony, who Tom the Bear is funny fucker from down south there. I think he's from Tipperary originally, isn't he? Probably. Madman. Absolute mad agent. He's been down to Lavery's twice before. Everyone loved him. He's been on telly. He's been on Demo and Ivor, I think it's called, down south. On RTE, is it? Yeah, it must be. He's hilarious. Some cunt called Mickey Bartlett. He's funny, isn't he? I think he's been on telly a couple of times. Super funny. He's got a new girlfriend now, so no one knows if he's alive or dead. We have there, who else is there? Shane Todd, of Mike McGoldrick fame, and Hack Job fame, and various other bits of fame. Celebrity friend of the celebs, wining and dining with the old elite of NI's fucking glitterazzi. What's it called? Famous cunts. And then headlining, we have Foil Arms and Hog. Arguably the best sketch group you've ever seen. Even if you haven't seen them, check them out online. They've got a YouTube channel. Their videos are funny. Super funny. But you need to see these guys live, because they're just incredible. So there you go. 4 minutes 20 seconds of me talking absolute hog shit. Let's move on with this thing. It was Christmas. Did you have a good Christmas? It was Christmas. Were you one of the few people who didn't get married? Or engaged to... What's the word? Engaged? Did you get engaged over Christmas? I bet you anyone who thought, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get engaged at Christmas. Oh my God, the girlfriend's going to love it. It's going to be great. Everyone's going to think I'm an absolute sweetheart. you propose. She goes, yes, because no one else will love me. And then you put the photo up on Facebook and go, yes, me and fucking Stacey got married. And you put the photo up and there's 900,000 other people also got married on Christmas Day. Because, let's face it, some people get married and, you know, the fella proposes to the girl or vice versa. And they go into, like, they put some serious effort into it, you know what I mean? And they're like, oh, he proposed to me, you know, in a hot air balloon above fucking whatever. And you're like, Jesus, that's pretty sweet. But it's like, when you run out of ideas and you're like, listen, I can't really be arsed doing anything. Here's what I'll do. I'll just propose on Christmas Day so that there's some sort of, you know, like, just, you know, everyone already feels a bit emotional. So it's like, yeah, let's do it on Christmas Day. Everyone's emotions are high. She's more likely to say yes. It's romantic. And then, of course, everyone else has done the same thing. And what happens if it goes bad, guys? What happens if, you know, you propose to someone Christmas Day and you're like, isn't that romantic as fuck? And then you just have a terrible year and you break up, you know? And then you're sitting on Christmas Day the next year going, do you remember when everyone was gathered around last year and I proposed to that fucking bitch? Enjoy your fucking Sprite, cunt face. Like, what do you do? Oh man, never do it on a well-known day or else it'll be ruined forever. You know? There you go. Colin's happiness. Everyone did. Seriously, I had to have seen 30 people get married. Got engaged. And you're sort of like, should there be rules? Should there be rules to get married? Because you see people and you're like, I know for a fact these cons have only known each other for about 9 months. And you're like, let's get married. Let's get married. Let's do all the real exciting shit. Like fucking, you know. I can't wait to pick out the colour of the place cards. Isn't that exciting? So much fun. Do you know it's going to be some crack? Just kind of, you know, deciding what we're going to have for a starter at the wedding. Are you bringing your uncle, who's a paedophile? Maybe. We'll set him in the corner beside the kids where he's away from everybody. Oh, man. Right. Got off to a good start today. What did I get up to over Christmas? Well, I was going down to girlfriend Maureen's house because everyone else was going to fucking Tenerife in my family. Lording it. Getting sunburnt at Christmas, the fucking knobs. So I went down to girlfriend Maureen's house. The day before we went, my granny had to come to Belfast to visit someone. And she's like, what's the number of your flat? And I told her and she dropped around a ham, which was a military fucking operation. Because for some reason she was like, I can't stop here. And I was like, you can stop. I can't stop in Belfast. There's park outside and come in for a minute. No, I'm going to ring you and you have to be down the stairs. And I'll fucking throw the ham out the window at 19 mile an hour. So that's exactly what happened. She's like, I'm outside. I look out. There she is. Run down. Run out to the car. She's away. I'm that way down the street now. I had to move. There was a bin lorry in fucking Lisburn. So I fucking eventually got this ham, which, by the way, is the size of just how big would it be? Do you ever see, like, a 4-slice toaster? About that size? You know? Good slab of ham. So we're going down to girlfriend Maureen's house there. So I was like, listen, I'm going to half this bitch and slice it into slices and we'll take it down to your house because no doubt there will be booze drank. And what's better when you're fucking shit-faced than a couple of slices of salty flesh in your mouth? Huh? That's a joke about vaginas. Am I right, guys? And for the ladies, if you want to roll it up into a tube and stuff it in your fucking vagina. I saw a video online. You know, it's weird because I've put some slightly risque stuff, not of me, but just, you know, comedy video sort of photos. Put photos up of maybe someone on Facebook, you know, and it gets like, oh, it's reported or something. And you're like, right, you report that photo, yet the shit that I'm seeing on Facebook is horrific. You know, I saw some fucking, I can't decide whether it was a man or a woman. I'm judging by the hairless ass, it was a woman. Basically sitting on the sort of corner of a like bedpost of a bed that has one of those big circles at the top. You know what I mean? The whole thing's going in her asshole. It's about the size of like your, you know, your everyday standard sort of crystal ball. Going right up her dumper, and you're going, why is that on fucking, how's that allowed on Facebook? Huh? You know what I'm saying? How do I get on this? Oh yeah, rolling up the ham, shoving it in her asshole. Oh, come on. I need a teleprompter in this bitch. It's been a long Christmas. I'll tell you what. Payback for the family going to Tenerife there. They decided on Christmas Day, because they were coming home on Boxing Day, my dad and sister were like, let's get some steaks for Christmas Day. And they went to in Tenerife to this fucking El supermarket, mate, and they got some steaks, and they got back, and you know, put them in the fridge for the next day. My sister, who doesn't really cook that much, but you know, works in a place where there are chefs, so now she's like, I got a great recipe for spuds. It's basically spuds with butter, and also salt and pepper, and possibly garlic. Really, like garlic potatoes? No. Different. It's different. So she was going to do that. She started doing that. You know, steaks only take a couple of minutes getting fried. My dad took them out of the fridge and opened them and was like, oh no, I have to put them in the bin. And overnight they just went bad. They were like sort of green, apparently, and smelled like shit. And they had to throw them in the bin. And on Christmas Day they ended up having, because nothing was open, they couldn't, you know, go and buy anything or go eat anywhere, so they basically had these fucking garlic potatoes that my sister made, and beans. So fuck you for going to Tenerife, you knobs. I said, I'm sure it softened the blow that they were sitting there like in their fucking shorts with their tits out. Both of them with their tits out, just sitting there going, oh well, what can you do? Deal with it. What the fuck? So yeah, that's where they went. We went down to Maureen's house, got absolutely shit-faced on the 23rd. And I'll tell you something, up till then, my drinking sort of, what would you call it, sort of habits, you know, I was drinking quite nice things, you know, get some nice whiskey, get some nice eels. Enjoying it, delicious. Lovely. And then I went down to her house and I was like, I bought a box of Coors and drank a load of Coors and just woke up the next day with like absolute fucking brain hemorrhage of a hangover. And to make it even worse, girlfriend Maureen was fucking sick. So she was ill from probably just working, you know, doing people's makeup all up in their grill all day, breathing all over. And she was sick. So mainly Christmas was just like, eating a lot, feeling really tired, her being sick, going, I need to go to bed again. She would go to sleep. You know, you're already hungover. So you're like, ugh, half fucking dying. You know, plus her house was like 400 degrees, because that's what you do at Christmas, isn't it? The heating's on, so we may as well light the fire. Just sweating fucking, oh, mate. And when you're eating off ham and turkey, you know, you start to smell like ham and turkey, you know, in your sweat. And even when it comes to, you know, you take a shit sometimes, you're like, is that a shit pesto? What's going on there? That shit out of stuffed sausage. You just go, you go mental. Although I consciously this year was like, I know what happened last year. We woke up at fucking whatever, 7 in the morning. Had fucking breakfast mimosas, which is like kind of novelty and kind of fun, but like it's still like fucking fizzy wine slash champagne-y type shit first thing in the morning. So you're like, whoa, I'm bollocksed really quickly. And then all of a sudden it's 10 to 9 and you're like drooling going, I need to go sleep. And they go sleepless. And that's it. Game over. You've had a fucking... You have to have a nap before you even have your fucking Christmas dinner. So this year I was like, no, I'm not drinking. Mate, the mass. I have to tell you about that. Being a fucking religious geddes now. So basically I was like, I'm staying away from the drink. Fuck that. Bit hungover, whatever. You know, eat the dinner, chill out, probably have another nap, definitely happened. You know, and then I'll have some drinks at night, like a fucking normal person, instead of being like blocked at 10 to 11 in the morning, having to go to sleep, waking up, feeling like shit, eating, feeling tired again, having to have another nap, and then fucking like, you know, going to fucking, oh Jesus. But anyway, the night before, which I've done actually 2 years in a row now, is go to midnight mass with girlfriend Maureen and her family, because that's what they do. They don't go all the time. I don't go to fucking anything ever my entire life. And I actually had a bit of stand-up about going to mass with them the year before. And this year was equally as entertaining as... like always, you go to the pub first. So we were motherfucking chinned. I had about, what do I have, like 4 Guinness, but in like 40 minutes. So, you know, plus it's just eating like a big dinner. So you're kind of like, you're kind of a bit bloated. We go into this fucking chapel-y shite. It's packed to the dick. We're standing near the door. All the girls got a seat. Me and girlfriend Maureen's dad are standing there. Swaying about, steaming, me hitting the fucking Christmas tree. The fucking baubles jingling all over the place, people looking all the time. And it's just ridiculous. These two outlaws come in. I want to say, there was an old woman, she was probably about 80, and her daughter, who was grown up, but, you know, quite obviously some severe learning difficulties going on there. They come in. They stood behind these, like, automatic doors at the back of this fucking place. Right? So they step back a bit. The fucking door goes... opens. Because it's automatic. They stand there for a second. They let it close. It retracts. They step back. Clearly into the way of the sensor. The doors open again. And for about 7 goes, these two fucking... were, like, standing there. They walk forward. Oh, the doors are closing again. I'll step back. They open again. Of course, every time it opens, people look to go, who's this now coming in? And I thought it was reasonably entertaining until girlfriend Maureen's dad just sort of went like this. And then that was me. That was me gone for the rest of the time. That's all I need. All I need is someone else to go, this is all so funny. And I'm going, yes, green light to piss myself in public. Laugh my ball bag off. And of course, most of the people that go there, because let's face it, the art of church going and mass attending is dying out. Because people have, you know, lives basically. And things to worry about, and, you know. I mean, it really did seem, although it was quite funny, it really did seem like you were just stepping out of whatever crack you were having that night to attend this shit. You know what I mean? It's tradition. Just stop what you're doing and go and be uncomfortable for an hour. For no reason, for no benefit whatsoever. But, of course, the demographic is very old people about to die. And so they stood up and some old boy just fucking... You know, one of those, like... It's definitely an old person fart. You know what I mean? You get a good young person fart, you're like, oh, I need a fart, and it's, you know... The anus is tight. Still. You know what I mean? You've got a bit of fucking core power to just fire that shit out. And then when you hit a certain age and you get the sort of, you know, old man slash old lady kind of squashed up arse and it's just, it's not really like air being expelled like quickly. It's got this lingered kind of like, right? Now, that's a legit noise. That is a fucking bang on impression of what came out of this old man's asshole. Like that sort of like, and I nearly bit my fucking tongue off. And I said to girlfriend Maureen's, one of her sisters, I was like, did you hear that fart during the thing? And she goes, no, but I smelt it. And I was like, yep, there you go. Old man guff on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. Oh, it's just grim. And there's kids at it now, and you're like, yes, Santa's coming, but definitely not till about 3 a.m, till you're home and asleep. After this boring thing where, and there was about 3 priests all doing their own version of the same joke. You know, where you're all going shopping and being in the place and thinking to yourself, oh, help me, Jesus, get through Asda. Next boy gets up. We're all stuck in the changing rooms of a Matlan saying to ourselves, if only the Lord could fucking bloody blah. First world problems, mate. He never went. And when you're sitting there at the age of 5 trying to stitch a fucking Nike football together and, you know, you're like, you're putting apps on an iPod that you'll never get to own and you're making, you're collecting cocoa beans for a product called chocolate that they make selection boxes out of that you won't even ever have the money to fucking afford. When you're sitting there like that, don't you just think, Christ, where's the old Jesus, huh? You know, when someone's smacking you in the back because you're not stitching together, you know, a novelty Christmas jumper for a fucking 31-year-old cunt who works in a call centre to be Mr. Wacky on Friday, yeah? Am I right, guys? Do you not just think, where is Jesus Christ right now, huh? Where's the plagues to wipe these cunts out? You know what I'm saying? When you're in shopping, you're like, Jesus, would you look at the fucking, would you look at the queues here in Debenhams? You know, when you could be fucking dodging fucking bin lorries in Glasgow. I can't stop thinking about that. Of all the mad news that happens on fucking the news, obviously. I don't know whether it was because we lived there for a year, but you're just, every time it gets brought up, you're like, Jesus fucking Christ. The worst shit ever. Definitely the worst shit ever. I keep thinking about the guy who had a heart attack at the wheel, who, from what I know, didn't die. Can you imagine waking up to that shit and them telling you, oh, brutal. So Christmas Day, big dinners were done. I just made that weird throat noise there. Do you hear that? That make you sick. What do we have for a battery here? Christmas Day, had the big dinner. Everything was seemed to be prepared. Like, I enjoy cooking, you know. I'm the man of cooking. We had the fucking ham brought, sliced. It got demolished the night before. So, I believe a third ham was cooked. But, oh, ham, seriously. It has to be the best. I can't imagine being in a religion. Like, say you were born. What religions can't eat pork? Let's Google silly facts. I'm going to say Muslim. I'm going to say Jewish. Can Jewish not eat? Mate, will you hurry up with the fucking internet? Sir? Which religions don't eat pork? Would you believe that's the second search thing there? Din 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 diddle din. Here we go. Fuck's sake. Where? Jewish. Why is there not just like. Why is there not just a fucking. Why other religion don't eat pork? Right. All three monotheist. I'm really showing my fucking education here. I bet you someone's going, that's not how you pronounce it. Pat, you fucking dick. Forbidden to eat pork. Judaism. The old Jew-bys. Some Christianities. And Islam. Only really Jews and Muslims observe it. I know plenty of Christians who eat pork. It has nothing to do with them being not clean, as someone suggested. They are just some animals not fit for human consumption, and pork is one of them. They bring many health issues. Like what? Let's follow this internet rabbit hole. What health issues do you get from eating pork other than heart attacks and fucking delicious meat boners? Page not found. Exactly. Exactly. Page not found. You know why? Because there are no reasons not to eat pork. Oh, it's delish. Do you know what a pig is like? A meat cake. You just eat fucking everything. You can eat the feet once you've boiled the shit out of it. You can eat every bit from the, you know, the whole leg is just a big fat ham. Pork shoulder, huh? All the ribs, pork belly, the fucking fillet, that tenderloin shit. You know what I'm saying? Ears. You can take the whole motherfucking head, boil that, rip all the meat off it, make that head cheese carry on. It's like fucking trifle with meat. The thing, it's a fucking miracle product. You know what I mean? It's the fucking. There's no waste there at all. You just eat the full fucking thing. Every single bit of it tastes amazing too. What comes from a pig that you go, not for me? Apart from if someone gives you like a pork scratching and it's still like hairy. Pork crackling, not a big fan. People love it. People love that shit. You got your pulled pork there. Hashtag pork shoulder for many years when no one gave a fuck about it. Not even that tasty. Just feels nice in your mouth, and you put a lot of sauce on it. How funny is that? Click here to find out why pig is bad to eat. Click it. Page not found. Case closed. I rest my case. I'd love to be able to say that for real in real life. I rest my case. You can never say it without someone going, "Come here, just fucking shut up, you stupid cunt." 28 minutes, right, let's move on with this shit. What I was gonna say was down at girlfriend Maureen's house, because they have like a real family, like a, almost like a movie family that you would see, you know what I mean? Well, it's Christmas Day, let's all play a quiz. So annually on Christmas night they have a quiz, and someone takes charge each year to be the quiz master. Yep, I can't believe I'm saying this either. But this year it was supposed to be somebody. They couldn't be arsed. And then it was just, I basically said I'll do it. Because I'm thinking in my head, how fucking hard is it to just copy a load of questions from the internet? How hard is it? Hard as fuck, guys, alright? Because you're trying to think of rounds, and you're like, oh yeah, let's do a round. But then like, you're looking at the questions going, yeah, that, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's even, no, anyone's gonna know that. Do you know what I mean? They're a bit vague. And you're like, are these the wrong questions? And you have to find, like, the right questions that are gonna be difficult enough. Oh, there's a popo outside. You have to find the right questions that you think people are gonna be able to, at some stage, answer. But some of the rounds were pretty funny. I learned a lot. What is the collective noun for a group of rhinos? A crash of rhinos? Do you believe that shit? Unbelievable. I even found one that was clearly like a it was clearly like a an American quiz with sort of shitty Irish trivia. So that's what I called the round, shitty Irish trivia. And the questions were all like, what plant is on the Irish emblem? Is it a shamrock? Oh, congratulations. Next question. What two types of wood can a shillelagh be made from? What else was there? Which fabric is Donegal? I love when you watch the American things. Here in Galway. Here at the. I don't know if I talked about this before. There was an episode of. I definitely did talk about this before, but if someone could find it on YouTube and send me the fucking link. The guy from Diners, Guy Fieri. Or Guy Fieri. I would just. Guy. It's Guy Fieri. Fieri. The saddest thing about him is at some stage during the week, he stood over a sink, like the Stan video, bleaching his fucking hair white when he's pushing 50. And he's got that, like, my uncle has it where it's like, you know, he's got those, like, he's got the big body, but the real thin arms, because he at one stage he was probably really skinny, but just kind of ate himself fat. You know, and he just looks like he has no power at all. He's got a wee sweatband around his wee bird arms. You know what I'm Anyway, there's an episode where he's in this place. He's like, I'm here at this authentic Irish pub where the owner is originally from Galway, Ireland, and he's knocking out some traditional Irish food like fucking meatloaf and hot dogs. And they go in, and he's like, you know, the guy is just American. Hey man, I'm here for the crack. I'm from the Galway in Ireland, and they're all about the crack. And the guy pours a Guinness, like, you know, like, just yanks the fucking top thing, like, launches the beer into the fucking pint glass and just plops it on the bar, and it's pishing all over the edge, you know? And you're like, mate, that ain't how you pour a pint. You know, I don't work in a bar, never have done, but I'm pretty sure I could pour a better one than that. You know what I mean? Just like, do you ever see the way they would pump like certain ales or whatever? You know, in those old English pubs where they just crank it in, and it's all foaming and pishing over the top, and you let it sort of slide down the side until it settles itself, kind of like that. That's the way he poured it, and you're like, I can only imagine how bad that tastes. How long have I talked for? Christ almighty. Christ almighty. If anyone could find that episode and send it to me, I'd be loving it, loving it, loving it. Loving it like this. That was another round, the lyrics one. What do you call him? DJ Pied Piper? Cleaning up. What other Irish trivia was there in that shit? What is the chi- I love the language. It was clearly American. What is the premier fucking chief river in Ireland? River Shannon. Didn't know that, you know. All sorts of shit in there. What else did they have? You know, what is what were the questions? Irish quiz questions. Here we go. I'm gonna Google it. I'm gonna read it out for you. See how many you know. Let's see. It's important. Is this the same one? Oh, mate. Did I just land on the? No, I didn't. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Paul's quiz. Paul, I don't know who Paul is, but he's been knocking out quizzes like a motherfucker for years. Oh, here, this is the exact one. There's 30 questions. Let me just pick out a few here. What is loch the Irish word for? Lake, maybe? And then this is the most ridiculous answer. What are the columns of the Giant's Causeway made from? You know what the answer they have here is? Lava. Huh? It's made out of lava. Asshole. That's like going, what do you call that mountain over there? And they just go, S big stone. It's a big stone, isn't it? That's not the same at all, Colin. Don't know why you said that for. Let me see which are. Oh, which Irish town gives its name to a saucy rhyme? Answer, Limerick. Huh? Who ever listened to like a Limerick and went, you saucy bitch. You absolute sauce merchant over there. What is the Irish punt divided into? When are these questions from? Fucking 83? How many wheels does a jaunting car have? Jaunting. Do you do a lot of jaunting? Unless you're a traveller. Spell the Irish version of the drink the Scots call whiskey. W-H-I-S-K-Y. What do the Irish call it? Whiskey. Only with an E after the K. Those mad Irish cunts. The mad bastards. Oh my god. Well, there was a lot of deaths over Christmas, wasn't there? I don't know whether it's Christmas and everyone becomes more aware of them because the word spreads more because you're like, isn't it terrible that they died near Christmas? I swear to God, I heard about 6 stories of people dying, like, right before Christmas, people's grannies and stuff dying, like, on Christmas Day and all, and you're like, Jesus Christ. Unbelievable. A terrible, terrible crack. Where were we yesterday? We were near going to Ballymena or something. On the way to I don't know where the fuck we were. The car absolutely trashed at the side of the road like it had done about 10 flips. And you're like, I hope no one died in that car crash because surely it would be slightly indecent to just leave the wreck of the car just fucking lying there. Am I right? Or am I just trying to be sensitive? Speaking of being sensitive, I put up a video from the Glasgow lorry crash where some fucking dickhead from Sky News was like, hello, could you tell us, you know, what you seen today? And this girl, on the day of the thing, he was standing nearby, fucking traumatised. She was, oh, there was a pregnant lady, and, you know, just going on and on. She wouldn't say much. The guy's like, oh, yeah, so what exactly did you see? And she goes, oh, it was terrible and all. And then he asked her something else, and then he went back to go, no, what did you say? Did you say there was a pregnant girl? No, was she fucking, did she get really badly injured? No. And you're like, mate, will you, she already said she didn't want to talk about it, and you're like pressing her for more fucking information. The blood and guts, basically. And I put up a thing on Facebook, and I said, I said, in quotes, like, why don't you tell us more about the blood and guts so that we can get more hits on our site, pet? And then I had a full stop there, and then I wrote fucking retard. Referring to him, right? And the headline said, you know, vile reporter questions woman about blah, blah. Couple of comments below the post that I put up. Someone goes, is it as vile as the use of your word retard? And I was just like, oh, oh God. I'm getting the fucking rage sweats. Yes, mate. Me calling a guy who's acting like a retard, is indeed as vile as, you know, some people there in Glasgow being tragically killed in a horrific incident. You know what I mean? Is it as vile as your use of the word retard? And then some other fucking sofa activist below it's like, yeah, seeing you seem to be someone who cares so much about people in the world and all, why don't you go ahead and, you know, explain to us your definition of the word retard? You know, since you care so much about people. But please, though, go, not real demeaning, like, go, no, please, you go ahead there. Go ahead there and explain yourself. Go ahead there and explain what exactly you mean by retard. And I had to bite my fucking tongue, cyber-wise. But I felt like going, if ever there was an example of two fucking retards, it's you two. You fucking pricks. Unbelievable. Oh, petty as fuck. Oh, it's like whenever the guy was going over to train. This is what people here are like. I had a joke about it where I was saying, like, you know, the guy that was from Derry or Londonderry, if it makes your wee fanny hurt. I lived there for 4 fucking years. No one, I never heard a person go, I'm from Londonderry. Never heard anyone say that the whole fucking time. Either side of the bastard river. Right? It was like a time I was talking with the guy from Derry who went to Syria to receive training from like fucking ISIS or something. And the joke was that you would tell someone that, like, can you believe there was a guy from Derry that fucking went over to Syria to get training from ISIS and got arrested for being a terrorist? And you could tell someone that story from here and they would go, excuse me, what did you say? I think you mean Londonderry. Like, that's the only thing they would pick up from the whole fucking craziness. Same with these two fucking tards. You know what I mean? It's the know that the people are, you know, were just tragically killed yesterday, senselessly. But you did use strange language there that offended me. And here's the thing, you're like, words evolve. I'm going to look up, right? I've probably said it myself 400 times today, right? Right, I'm going to look up the definition of literally. Used for emphasis while not being literally true. I've received literally thousands of letters. What? I don't know. But fuck it. I'm too retarded to explain that. But, you know, words change. You know, I doubt... Like, to retard or retarded is a fucking phrase. And the way it's used when people say it now is... If you're being fucking retarded, you know, what people mean when they say that is you probably should know better, but you're acting fucking stupid, right? That's how everyone uses it. You know, I don't know who decided, let's call fucking people with like, you know, mental deficiencies retards. That's what they would have done back in the fucking day, I'm sure. But I don't know. It's just like, what are you going to do? What's she going to do? Is she going to be standing there beside, like... I mean, it's really her that's going, in my head, I have my own version of a retard, what I would call a retard. And you saying retard, I find, you know, is offending the people who, in my mind, are retards. You know what I mean? Like, she's gonna turn around to some fucking kid with some learning difficulty and go, he said retard, okay? And I would just like to apologise on behalf of him that he said retard in front of you, who I would consider a retard, therefore you would get offended. Even though you mightn't quite grasp what's happening here, but I'm gonna be offended for you because he said retard and you are what I would consider a retard. So if you want to cover your wee ears with your fucking SpongeBob mittens there. Oh, God. Some of the wrong people die at Christmas. Let's move on. Before I have a fucking hemorrhage. I went to visit, did the granny run yesterday, as they say. No one says that, I made that up. Where I went with my sister and we hit both the grannies. Boom, boom, visit them both. Got some flowers. Don't want to turn up empty handed. Bring flowers. You know, you're just like, oh, it's Christmas. We'll make a point of coming over, sitting for a few hours. I email one of my grannies all the time. The other one wouldn't be so technically proficient. But the other one, I email her, which is more exciting for her than phone call. Because it's like, oh, got my emails. You can email. She loves it. So, where am I going with this? Anyway, we called up. You mean you're like, I'll call up, get some flowers, call in, have a chat. Right? Get to the first granny's house. Do you text my sister on the way over? Do you want a wee bit of lunch when you get here? Yep. Land in. Do you want a bit of lunch? Yep. By lunch, I thought we were like, do you want sandwiches and tea or something? Oh no. Full roast dinner. Roast beef, spuds, the whole fucking shebang. There you go, eat that. Alright. And because, you know, we're making a fuss, I'm just gonna kind of hover around you while you both eat. Do you need anything? I see you looking at the horseradish sauce there. Here's a saucer and a spoon for the horseradish sauce. Oh my god. At that, sat and talked shit for a minute. Ended up talking about drink and how cheap drink was in Tenerife where they have an apartment. This all sounds very fancy. They have a very small apartment in Tenerife. You know, oh, blah, blah, and talking about buying drink and all. Oh, little over there, you can buy a litre of fucking this for €4. Da, da, da. Your granny likes a bit of fucking brandy and whatever. Next minute, the brandy comes out. Taste the brandy. In a brandy glass with about fucking 4 shots of brandy in it. And I'm like, really? It's kind of like 2 in the afternoon. Drank it. Sipped it. And was like, that's lovely. So it is. Do you not want it? I'll have the rest. All right. He's like, you can't say anything. That's what grandparents are like. You're like, they're nice biscuits, aren't they? Good, I was in Iceland and I bought 40 packets of them. Take them all home with you. It's a fucking nightmare. 9 cups of coffee later, pissing up the walls. Left that granny's, went to the other granny's. She's making dinner. Talking to my uncle, he was over and all that. Oh, man. Just talking absolute shit. That was going off. She's trying to make dinner. Everyone's chatting. She's like, the dinner's ready. She's very soft. The dinner's ready. Everybody, dinner's ready. She's only after a fucking hip and a knee replacement. Running around like a lunatic. Making dinner. And everyone's still talking shit. I was like, will you just fucking eat that dinner? You know what I mean? Sitting there with your fucking shoes off. Relaxing. She's in there like fucking robo knees. Cutting up chicken. Left her house with fuck. You know when you go to your granny's and she's like, have you just want something to eat? No, we already ate. Are you sure you don't want anything to eat? What are you going to eat later? Don't know. Take this chicken. What? We've only had a couple of slices off it. Left her house. She found out late in life she's diabetic too. Right? So we leave the fucking house with like a chicken, a full chicken that had about 3 slices off one of the tits. Off one of the wee chicken tits there. I know it's weird, I only figured this out recently. You never think that a chicken, you know, is on its back, do you? See when you buy a chicken, you assume you're like, oh, that's its back there. But no, that's the chicken breast. That's the tits, mate. That's at the front. The thing's lying on its back, like, where's my feet? Give us a chicken. She's like, I don't eat these. Do you want a full box of roses? There's more chocolate in there as well. She put out like a wee selection of nibbles while we were sitting there. There was like some weird crisps. Tasted one of them. Do you like them? Take them all with you. I'll never eat them. So you call in to say hello and you leave with a fucking week shopping. Unbelievable. So the old people are like, I'll never eat that. I don't actually eat. Do you? No. I just dip cotton wool balls into a cup of tea and just rub it around my teeth. My wee fake teeth there, I'll email you. So yeah, that was it. All the grannies wiped out in one day. Strange. But fun. What have I not talked about? Oh yeah, let's talk about some news, sure, shall we? First of all, why the fuck is every video I watch now like, oh my god, this guy thought he had a spot and then what came out of it, you won't believe. What am I not going to believe? He squeezed the spot and like a live dove flew out of it. Hardly. You know what I mean? He had a giant spot and he squeezed it. You won't believe what came out. What came out? A shitload of like disgusting thick pus that looked like custard. I'll believe that. Yeah, seeing it was the size of a fucking grapefruit a second. I love why grapefruit's always the measuring point, isn't it? There's a few things people always say, like, they shed a tumour the size of a grapefruit. Anyone that was fat that lost weight, I've lost 2 stone. Mickey, I've lost 2 stone, mate. Everyone that's fucking fat that lost weight, I lost 2 stone. Really? If I took my fucking clothes off, had a shit, and missed dinner, and went for a bit of a jog, I'd be 2 stone lighter. 2 stone doesn't mean anything when you still look fat. You know what I mean? Someone should just come in like 3 years later and go, guess how much I lost? All my body fat. How about that? I can buy jeans in a regular shop now. That's a problem I've had over the years. Because I have thighs like a fucking, like a pony. So you'd come up the leg, get to the thighs, and the bit that goes over your thighs. Guys, I have legs like a fucking, honestly. Just like rhino legs. You need to be wider to get over the thighs. And then you come up to the waist, and it would need to actually go smaller again. Not much smaller, still a fat cunt, but you know, that's the problem. And you're like, shit. I need to lose some thigh fucking mass, really, don't I? Mighty Boosh style, just stroll around in a fucking wheelchair for a lock of minutes. Lock of minutes, that's my favourite expression from hanging around with girlfriend Maureen, who is a massive culture. That's the measurement, isn't it? That's a lock of fucking stuff. Lock of minutes. Lock of pints. What other ones I've picked up? They're all a big fan of referring to cocks as bodlies. Which they also non-ironically call cocktail sausages. Are the bodlies on? The bodlies kicking. Funny, isn't it? It'd be funny if you just did like a culty kind of porn where it was like, oh, suck my bodly. Oh, stick my bodly in your shader. Right, move along. But yeah. A lot of those videos at the minute. This guy thought it was a regular hair on his face till he squeezed it. Turns out the hair was 4.5 mile long. Do you believe that? This guy squeezed a fucking enormous cyst on his head. You won't believe what came out of it. Yes, I will. If it was a full, brand new, shiny cricket ball, I'd be like, fuck me. But it's not. It's usually disgusting infection. Let's move along. What happened in the news? Another fucking flight went missing. Wasn't Malaysian this time. It was AirAsia. And they did find it. Crashed to fuck. There was other shit. Oh, was it the plane? The emergency landing in London somewhere. It's happening a lot, but I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. Is it just because there's way more flights nowadays and it's like, you know, sometimes shit goes wrong? I don't know. AirAsia. Don't know what the fuck happened there either. I mean, I think it's just like, I'm shit scared of flying. And everyone's like, statistically, it's very safe. And you're like, yeah, but how many, you're safer than driving cars? Now, there are probably way more people die in cars, in car crashes, sure. But like, there's way more cars, right? What's the ratio of car crashes to death? It's probably quite low. You know, there might be like 100 car crashes and you might get like 3 deaths. Whereas airplane crashes, it's kind of like the plane crashes, you die. For sure you die. I've been in car accidents, you know what I mean? You're like, fuck it. I'm alive both times. Some people are in one and die. It's kind of like, but your odds on being able to have a crash and be fine are way higher in a car. But statistically, it's safer to fly. Yeah, not on the old crash to death ratio. I love the way the mirror works on this fucking stupid website. Cyclist suffers horrific facial injuries after being knocked off her bike in a hit and run, right? Her face looks like it's covered in shit and blood, right? It looks horrific. Guess what? She washes her face and it looks like she's been attacked by a cat. You know what I mean? Absolutely drenched with blood and fucking whatever, with a sad face. Looking like she's been in a fucking acid attack. You know, jump forward a day when they've washed her face. She's fine. I've done more damage to my face blocked, just fucking falling over, trying to have a piss. People need to grow a dick. A bit of scandal, isn't it? There was a case of Ebola in Glasgow, as if Glasgow hasn't been through enough recently. There was a nurse over there acting like a fucking hero in the red zone over in Ebolasville there in Africa. Over there, let me read it for you. Hero, British NHS worker. See, hero, she's British. If she kills anyone with Ebola, she's gonna be fucking. First picture of hero who worked in Sierra Leone's red zone. Pauline, who's been a nurse 16 years and only works in the Blantyre Health Centre in South Lanarkshire. I've been working in the dangerous red zone. Diagnosed with Ebola after returning to Scotland from Sierra Leone. And is now being treated at the Specialist Treatment Centre in London. She travelled to Glasgow via Casablanca and London Heathrow. She is stable and in isolation. You see, if you're in a decent environment, you know, and you had fucking... Fuck, yeah, if you're in a decent environment and you had the proper healthcare, chances are you'd probably be alright. Like, it's not the same as getting Ebola in fucking Liberia or something. Well, there's rivers of shit flying down the street and you're eating monkeys. Katie Hopkins' opinion on the whole thing. Sweaty jocks sending us Ebola bombs in form of sweaty Glaswegians isn't cricket. Scottish NHS sucks. She, for deaths, needs killed. And I wish... Look at her telling it like it is. The only candidate to say no to Sir Alan. Business operator, social commentator, speaker and TV personality. It's, she's just a bit of a slobber, isn't she? And she's just playing up to it now. Like, I always compare this to, last year whenever there was kicking off, and it was the 12th of July, which is always a contentious time of year. But they were building bonfires, like they normally do. And some put up like some flag and they're like, oh, they're burning the flag, that's disgraceful. And then they put up, you know, the next level of thing. Oh, they're burning, you know, fucking Sinn Féin fucking election posters, right? And then what happens is people get the buzz of being like, oh, I can't believe they're doing this, who would do this, the absolute animals. So it's like people go, oh, let's fuck around this. She's the same. She had one shitty opinion on something that I can't even fucking remember. What was it? Oh, aye, someone's kid, like spied kid, like fucking chavvy kids having stupid names. And someone was like, is your daughter not called India, you horse tooth cunt? And she's like, yes. And then she's, you know, she's going, basically, I'd like to be on TV or in the media a lot, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to complain and pretend to have... You know, it's a bit like the sort of Jeremy Clarkson thing. It's obviously like a persona that gets you attention, so you're like... She just starts slobbering at shit, you know? So everything that comes up, she's just getting more and more ridiculous with it. These sweaty jocks sending us Ebola bombs. No, she was actually a nurse, probably over there volunteering to help out with Ebola. You know what I mean? And you're sitting in your fucking hole. Katie Hopkins, my fat story. Look at the stupid face on her. That's a face that, you know, you'd never get tired of just hitting with a full salmon. But for sure, stop paying attention to her, you know. I've already lost because I'm bringing it up here, but they need to stop. I suppose it's just lazy journalism, isn't it? Oh, this cunt said a stupid thing. Like she says on cue about every fucking thing that comes up in the news. Just ignore her. And then she'll start doing really crazy shit. That'll make her even worse. Right, anyway, let's get into some questions here, because how long have I talked for? 59 minutes, 55 seconds. Let's get through this. Where's the first question? Mighty Dev. Twitter questions. Opinion on loud drunk girls using the gents' toilets because there's a queue for the ladies. Depends. If it's also full of lads, go fuck yourself. I don't know. It's just one of those things where girls kind of get away with it and fellas don't. Because they assume... Oh, this is getting into another... I mean, this is the basis of most people's fucking comedy. Isn't it strange how girls do this, but boys can't? But it's so true, like... You know, you're acting like there isn't a bunch of creepy, borderline, fucking sexually aggressive women out there who would be like, I'm gonna look at dicks. Pissing dicks, my favourite. I don't know, I'm making all this shit up. My sister told me she works in a fucking big hotel in Belfast, right? There was a guy in who was like an American Marine. She said he was quite a small guy, whatever, just trying to have a drink. There was another group of American women that were in for some reason. And she was like, the girl was near enough about to rape the fella. And she goes, I never really knew that cougars were like a real thing until she's seen this woman just like grabbing him and kissing him all over and like grabbing his dick and all openly. Just like, come on, baby, let's go to the room. And he apparently at the end of the night when the bar was closing, he went to the toilet for ages, hiding, basically. And she just waited outside like, quickly, I need some cock. People are fucking freaks, like. Opinion on loud drunk girls using the gents. Why, what are you doing in there, mate? Having a piss, reading a book? Okay, I don't care. It depends. It just depends on the situation. If there's, like, very few males in the place, they probably love coming in the men's because it's cleaner. Girls are stinking. I remember once, even in our school, there was like a lot of teams coming to play, and all the hockey girls were away, so all the rugby teams had to sort of basically use whatever changing rooms. And we were sent round to the girls' changing rooms, and you went in, you were like, what the fuck happened in here? It's fucking disgusting. You know, not like the good clean male ones around there, you know? We were just fucking daisy chain each other in the toilets, and that's it. Phil Bailey, given the power, what three laws would you introduce? I don't know. I would definitely need a lot of time to think about that. What three laws would I introduce? I would probably say something like, I don't know, probably some law like children aren't allowed to use the internet until they're about 13, because all it does is breed a pack of cunts. What laws? I don't know, I would seriously need to think about that for a long time. Vegetarians should be killed, and I think here's what I bring in. Politician type roles or local parliament type shit should be like jury service, where you just get yanked out and you have to go on like a bit of a panel and sort of decide things so that they get like a demographics opinion rather than a pack of knobheads who's fucking are desperate to pretend that they're in charge of something. I don't know, I'm walking down a fucking street here that I know nothing about. Mike Hughes, are there any plans for another episode of Chat in the Flat, or should I say apartment? Do people enjoy that, do they? Listening to me slobber at Maureen and vice versa. Yeah, I'll maybe do one. I might just start just interviewing whoever the fuck can get my hands on. Thoughts on Australian road safety message? Suicide, passing side? Huh? I don't get that. Do you drive up one side, do you die, or what's crack? Ethan, what guitars do you own? I never really was a serious guitar player. I enjoyed fucking about. All Epiphones. Epiphone Dot. I had an Epiphone Les Paul sort of copy, which was a pile of shit from the word go. It was an absolute pile of shit. What else? Like a Yamaha. Acoustic guitar. Other fucking guitars? I don't know, that's about it. But not that it matters, because I can't really fucking. Oh, shut up! The fuck is that? Not that it matters, because I'm shit. You know, I didn't have the patience to ever properly learn how to play. I would be all about, you know, let's just play and we'll develop our own wee style and we'll fuck about, rather than be like, let's really learn some technique off someone else and then end up sounding like them. I'm shit though. I'm absolutely shit. I like looking at guitars, certainly. Let's move on to let's move on to these other motherfucking questions, because let's face it, that was just too much banter to even handle. Oh man, I need to stop this about 20 minutes in and have a coffee. Why? What? Why no fucking? I hate this computer. I fucking. I don't know if anyone else has this, but like, if you're using Firefox on a Mac, and it's like, oh, you've got a notification. You click notifications, you can't see the notifications. You have to like go see all and then look at it. That's an old white person's problem, isn't it? Mate, where's all the fucking what? There for sure was more questions than that, bro. Colin tries to work the computer while everyone listens and realizes it's a waste of fucking time to even listen to the shitty fucking podcast. Anytime someone goes to me, oh, I heard that in the podcast, I go, you listen to that shit? You fucking numpty. Paddy McDonald, have you any New Year's resolutions? Just to fucking try and be decent at anything. Now, I would really like to pull the trigger on the trying to get something made front, because this country is just being a comedian in Northern Ireland is like trying to be a fucking like a interior designer in prison. That's what it's like. You could be class, but you're only really doing it in a small area that nobody goes into. You know? Yeah, that's kind of exactly what it's like. So I'd really like to, I enjoy doing stand-up. I really do. And when it's good, it's the best shit in the world. But I'm gonna have to, I don't know, I feel like I really should try and get stuff made, because at the end of the day, this stand-up is gonna be such a like the likes of me and Mickey, you know, we already have like a bit of a following here. Small, very small, but like you know, you could go do random gigs in random areas of the country and you could get very good, you know. Mickey is fucking outstanding. Everyone's getting good now. Sean's hitting a stride, Shane's very good. I'm good when it can be arsed. But to, you know, to get any traction, you're gonna have to fucking go to like, you know, everyone goes to the Fringe, but it doesn't really do much, really, ever. You need to have already been picked up by fucking agencies, and I don't know, it's just so fucked up. But I just think this year, like, I would really love to just try and get some professional type shit done with all these characters, all these video ideas. There's a thing coming out called Stars, which they're doing a Kickstarter for. I don't really like the idea of Kickstarters. I don't know why. Maybe because I just don't like asking people for stuff. If that makes sense. I don't know why. Like if I don't like the idea of thinking that other people give a shit about what I'm doing. Do you know what I mean? It seems a bit like they're giving stuff up. They're giving things up front without really getting anything to back it up yet. Do you know what I mean? Like when a musician goes, "Hey, do you want to give me $4,000 to go and record for a day?" Based on what? Just based on the fact that you might like it, maybe, eventually, and you get a free copy of the CD, which you probably don't even have a device to play on. There's something about that annoys me. You know, like, can I have a lot of money to, you know, follow my dreams and make a film? I don't know. It's just like, I don't know, how good is it going to be right now? And I feel like I wouldn't want to do that to anybody. I wouldn't want to go, you wouldn't just, I have an idea here, can I have a load of money? Just to go chase this dream that I have. I'd rather try and figure out a way of doing it and then just trying to sell it, or, you know, in this day and age, if you want to sell something, you need a fucking creative way to sell it. Or give it out for free with a fucking thing. What do you call it? I don't know. It's getting weird. New Year's resolutions, get shit made. Blood, mud and the beer. I've got an idea. I really want to do an Iron Fighter film because I think this would be a good year to get... Shut the fuck up. Get stuck into some cool shit. Colin answers emails. Right, next question. Topic, Belfast Troubles. Mate, no. Fuck, what are you going to say, like? It's getting better, but then every year we'll remember that it's fun to riot. Jones versus Cormier from Gavin Grogan. I am absolutely seeping at the tip to see Jones versus Cormier. When you watch those Cormier highlights and he's like throwing people through the air and fucking beating the shit out of them, you think John Jones might be in trouble, but John Jones is a fucking animal. Like, everyone that they've said is like, oh, he's the most dangerous guy in the world. He goes in there and he just gets fucking tooled up in fucking straight elbows and shit. That he hit Glover Teixeira. What's his name? Hit him with it. It's going to be very exciting. Third it's on, isn't it? Might stay up late for that one. Fergal McGorman, how much weight have you put on over Christmas? I ate 2 party bags of crisps yesterday. You fat shit. That's not even Christmas related. You know what I mean? Oh my god, it was Easter, so I ate fucking 9 burgers. That's not related. Party bags of crisps. You see, the thing is, the deal with Christmas is the one time of year where everyone eats as much as I do on a day-to-day basis. So have I put on weight? Probably not. Probably lost weight. You know? Only joking. I did just eat scrambled eggs for breakfast and then had about 14 roses out of the box of roses over there. Fat cunt. Fat cunt. Ryan Goodger, any chance of doing a show in the Braid Ballymena? I might absolutely do that again. That's where I first saw Mickey and the crowd. Loved him. Mickey and the crowd loved him. Yeah. Yeah, who doesn't love Mickey? I think you'll find, mate, Mickey did it recently and I was doing support for him because I was a bit unsure of how the crowd was going to be up there. So I was like, I'll just do support for Mickey. I don't want to headline by myself. So I went up and it was motherfucking jammed. And I went on first. Killed. Killed it, mate. He went up. Killed. Everyone killed, man. It was just a killing session. So I might book another one for next year. Maybe I'll speak to him and try and get the same lineup done. Curtis Byrne, any plans for a new video? What? Any plans for new videos or other stuff in the new year? Yes, there will be. Here's what's going to happen. Here's the action plan, right? We're going to continue to make videos, like we sketches together, either me and Shane, me and Mickey, me and Sean. We're We're gonna keep pumping stuff out. We're gonna put them on YouTube, but we're gonna put them on YouTube after we've sort of, like, in the hack job form, maybe sort of stick a few clips together, upload them at the end of the month. But it's gonna go straight to fucking YouTube. It's gonna go straight to Facebook as individual videos because they get more views that way. We're gonna crank out more than we would have done before for just YouTube. We're gonna keep doing that. The Bestie McD's, I'm gonna do one more sort of monthly one. I might just do them monthly still. Oh, I don't know. I thought about doing them weekly, but I just don't know if there's enough substance for a week's worth of news. But yeah, there'll be loads of videos. I have a couple of things in the pipeline that I'm gonna try and do for Channel 4 Short Shorts. Maybe get that commissioned, do some pro shot cool shit. So yeah, I have a lot of stuff planned. I'm in the middle of, I'm trying to think about going to the Fringe at the minute. Not entirely sure if I even fucking want to at this point, but we'll see. Any plans for new videos? Nah, mate. No, there will be stuff. At the minute, I'm just concentrating on the 7th of January. Lavery's fucking comedy club, mate. The Dayfest is back. The first one was in the Crescent Arts Theatre. This one's in Mr. Tom's in Lavery's. The lineup is bigger and better. Let me run through it one more time. Sean Hegarty, Niamh Maren, me, Phil McEwen, Rory Woods, Tom O'Mahony, Mickey Bartlett, Shane Todd, Four Alarms and Hog. All in one night. Fillet my cock. I'm going to have to go here. Cheers for listening. That's another year of podcasts in the fucking, in the bank. Like I said, always open for sponsorship ideas, if anyone has any fucking ideas. I would love an old sponsor for the podcast, rather than it actually cost money to do. You know, make it back, give it out for free. I could maybe step it up to more podcasts. Would you like that? Would you like more podcasts per week? I'd love to do two. I'd love to. I mean, what are we getting now? What are we talking? Let me see. SoundCloud. We're using SoundCloud for you, fucking amateur. Upload it in SoundCloud, mate. It goes straight to iTunes. 112,000. You're talking about 1,500 to 2,000 listens / downloads per week. It'll only get, but it'll only double, won't it? It'll only double whenever you do it twice a week. So get on it, guys. Do you want to sponsor this motherfucking podcast? Tell your friends. Right, I'm gonna go. Lavery's 7th of January. I'll get back to you on more about the live podcast dates. It'll be fun, and have a good New Year's party, whatever the fuck you want to do. This year we'll be doing nothing because we're all busy. Maureen's working either side of it. I'll be just doing shit. So Chinese and just doing fuck all, I would imagine. So there you go. Happy New Year. I hope you have a prosperous and successful and indeed happy, fulfilling 2015. I hope you don't get Ebola. And various other horrific hemorrhagic viruses. All right now, and I'll speak to you in a wee minute. God bless, or whatever God you believe in. You know, if you're an atheist now, you know, let's just hope karma takes care of you in 2015. But if you're not into being a nice person, just be nice to God, and he'll, you know, protect you the rest of the year. Even though you're an absolute cunt to say the homeless. Get a job. Get a job. Work hard. Go to church like me. All is forgiven. All right? All the best now, you Romanian bastards.